Let's read together Jeremiah chapters 19 and 20. In Jeremiah chapter 19, we have another object lesson and message from Jeremiah to the people. And in Jeremiah chapter 20, we have the reaction of Pashur, the chief temple officer, to Jeremiah's message. Also in chapter 20, we have one of Jeremiah's low points in his ministry. Jeremiah chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Thus says the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen flask, and take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests, and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the potsherd's gate, and proclaim there the words that I will tell you, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they, their fathers, nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Topheth, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. And I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of those who seek their lives. Their corpses I will give as meat for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and everyone shall eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the desperation with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. Then you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city, as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again, and shall bury them in Topheth till there is no place to bury. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Topheth, because of all the houses on whose roofs they have burned incense to all the hosts of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods. Then Jeremiah came from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks that they might not hear my words. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Jeremiah chapter 19, with some background notes. In Jeremiah chapter 18, we saw the object lesson of the potter and the clay vessel. Here in chapter 19, we have the object lesson of the broken clay vessel. The meaning of the object lesson of the potter and his clay vessel in chapter 18 was the sovereignty of God over Israel and over all nations. The meaning of the broken clay vessel here in chapter 19 is the total destruction of Jerusalem that would result from the Babylonian invasion coming in the near future. The relationship between these two object lessons seems obvious. In chapter 18, the clay was still soft, and the message was that God would withhold his judgment if the nation would change her ways. But now here in chapter 19, the clay vessel that Jeremiah was to buy is already hardened and no longer soft and moldable, and it would break when dropped, just as hardened Israel would be broken. Jeremiah was to give this object lesson of the broken clay jar and his message of judgment outside the potsherd gate, which seems to have been another name for the dung gate in the south end of the city. Here is where broken pottery and other refuse was thrown. This was the Valley of Hinnom, where heathen worship also took place, including child sacrifice. Notice from verse 5 that the idea of human sacrifice was totally foreign to what God commanded. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point. So doctrinal or teaching point number one. The message of the prophet includes good and bad news. The message of the prophet includes good and bad news. Now, a prophet is one who speaks forth the word of God, not just one who predicts future events. As a prophet, Jeremiah spoke forth both the good news of the Word of God and the bad news. The good news, of course, was that there would be a return from the Babylonian captivity and a great future for restored Israel in the future under the new covenant. All of this good news was predicted and pronounced by Jeremiah. But there was also the bad news of the immediate judgment facing Judah because of the nation's sins. We see in verses 6 and 7 that the Valley of Hinnom would be called the Valley of Slaughter because so many would be killed in the Babylonian bloodbath. During the siege of Jerusalem, which lasted for over a year, conditions would be so bad that some would even actually practice cannibalism. Verse 9. These dreadful conditions literally took place. This was the message that Jeremiah gave to the leaders at the Valley of Hinnom by the Potsherd Gate as he broke the earthenware jar. Then Jeremiah returned to the court of the temple and gave the same bad news to the people. You know, we too are called on to give the good news and the bad news of God's revealed word to the people we contact. We are all prophets in that sense. We have a responsibility to speak forth the word of God, including God's coming judgment on those who will not believe. The message of the prophet includes good and bad news. Doctrinal point number two. The life of the prophet includes up and down times. The life of the prophet includes up and down times. Let's continue reading Jeremiah chapter 20. Now, in this chapter, we see one of the most down times in Jeremiah's life. Let's read verses 1 through 6. Now, Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it happened on the next day that Pashur brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord has not called your name Pashur, but Megar-Misabib. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon and slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth of this city, all its produce, and all its precious things, all the treasures of the kings of Judah I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house shall go into captivity. You shall go to Babylon, and there you shall die and be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies." Pashur was a priest who was also in charge of the temple area. He did not like Jeremiah's object lesson and its associated message of judgment. So he had Jeremiah beaten and put in stocks and put on public display. Not a pleasant experience for Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was released, he told Pashur that God had given Pashur the different name of Megar-Misabib, meaning terror on every side. Verses 4 through 6 indicate that this is what Pashur would experience personally. Terror on every side as Babylon conquered Jerusalem and the nation of Judah. From verse 7 down to the end of the chapter, we have Jeremiah's prayer, which contains both confession and complaint. This prayer shows how down Jeremiah was at this point in his life as a prophet. Let's read verses 7 through 10. "O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. All my acquaintances watched for my stumbling, saying, perhaps he can be induced. Then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him." We see in verses 7 and 8 that Jeremiah felt that God had deceived him, because people were mocking him instead of responding to his preaching. Now, the Bible is not condoning Jeremiah's statements here, but many involved in ministry can certainly relate to Jeremiah at this point. But we can also relate to Jeremiah in verse 9 as well. The Word of God is like fire in our bones. Let's not keep it shut up inside. Let's share it with others. We see in verse 10 that everyone was talking behind Jeremiah's back. Even his friends had turned against him. But in verses 11 through 13, we see that Jeremiah was confident that the Lord was his strong bodyguard and would take care of any vengeance required. So Jeremiah was able to come up from the valley of despair and sing the Lord's praises. Let's read those verses, verses 11 through 13. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. But O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for I have pleaded my cause before you. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. In verses 14 through 18, Jeremiah goes down into the valley again and curses the day that he was born. Let's read these verses. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying, a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew, because he did not kill me from the womb, that my mother might have been my grave. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? So in these verses, Jeremiah curses the day he was born, verse 14. Normally, fathers celebrate the news that a son has been born to them, verse 15. But Jeremiah said that it would have been better if that messenger had been killed in a catastrophe and never brought such news. Verse 16. In fact, Jeremiah says that it would have been better if he had been a miscarriage. Verses 17 and 18. Now, have you ever felt this low as a messenger of God's word? Have you ever been mocked and despised for being a Christian and for trying to share God's truth with your neighbors and your colleagues at work? The life of the prophet includes up and down times. Now, what about practical application from Jeremiah chapters 19 and 20? Stay moldable. Stay moldable. Now, for our practical application, let's go back to the earthenware jar that Jeremiah broke as an object lesson in chapter 19. It broke because it was no longer soft clay, like the clay in chapter 18. In chapter 18, the potter molded the flawed vessel into a different vessel. But in chapter 19, the clay was hardened and no longer moldable. In the same way, Israel was hardened and set in her ways and no longer moldable and had to be broken. Now, what about us? Are we set in our own selfish ways? Are we hardened to the work of God in our lives? Proverbs 29, verse 1 says, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Proverbs 29:1. A word to the wise is sufficient. Stay moldable.